Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be with you on today's podcast edition. Great to be here. Hey Dave, how's it going?
It is going pretty good.
All right, so today's an interesting one. As we were chatting about it before we started to record the show, we're talking about just this idea and this topic and what businesses need to do. And I think it's a fascinating one, but I guess we're going to go ahead and call this one pre-launch marketing. And you got some great examples, but it's just, there's so much more that goes into when you're getting ready to launch a business these days, with social and the online reputation management, the ORM side of it. And so I think you got some pretty great examples, and we'll go ahead and just jump right into it. But I don't know, is there any other way to describe what we're going to be chatting about today?
Just MVP for your website and your web presence. The minimum viable product that you can put out there is to at least get something. The example that spurred this was earlier this year. I went to a conference about beer. I know, shock. I also took the little guy to visit his grandparents. It was, a double bonus. But one of the big breweries, and I'm not going to name them, invited everyone out, and they had everyone out, and all this stuff. And their website, there was nothing about when they were opening. Like they had some visuals and were trying to get people to understand what it was going to look like. And when we got there, it was lots of dirt, one big building, not a whole lot of stuff. But if you went online, there was very little about that, about when they were going to open.
So what probably the address a lot of confusion.
Was. Yeah. Well, I was I have a car and I was trying to figure out what their address was. I can search and find stuff. I really had to dig. Mm-hmm. And I actually had to contact them about, it was is there parking? Because you guys didn't kind of talk about that. If what's finished and, there's buses and there's different stuff. So I started asking questions. I put up a page on my little beer blog and I still rank in the top five for their brewery name. And I still have more info about their opening and what's going on, because they still haven't opened yet. They were supposed to open a couple months ago and they're getting close, but I actually just was looking before we jumped on this. As of a week or two ago, someone just pinged them on their Facebook and said, hey, I'd like to come visit. When are you guys opening?
So to me, it almost seems like, I know we touched on this a little bit with the ORM side of it, but just with you still ranking number five and having most of the information, this is also a good lesson to maybe talk to and address to the fact that, hey, look, lucky for them, you're not an evil, malicious person, because, that could be a review that's scathing them and potentially could lose business for them if that was, your intent. Luckily, that number five ranking isn't, and it, has some information that's useful, I guess, if you will. But you know what I'm saying? What people need to take note here is, if you're not doing stuff like this, then you see where there's the potential for, bad things to happen, bad results to come up, if that makes sense.
Well, so. And if you're, say, a startup in the Valley or a startup in Seattle or startup anywhere, and you get the tech crunches and everyone to cover you, and everyone goes to your website, or you don't have your website up, where do they link to?
Yeah.
So you got all of this press and all of this awareness, and your website basically says coming soon. Please, for the love of everything, put an email capture on there. You just could have had multi-thousand, multi-million dollar contracts, and people are like, oh, that is the solution that we need. And then 5 minutes later, they're going to forget about you because they read the article, they went to your website, there's nothing here, it says coming soon. Okay. 2 days later, maybe they'll find someone that's not as good, but they're at least open and they'll go with them. People have very short memory. We look at, as SEO and marketers, we look at tools all the time. As if you're going after, you know, B2B or even B2C, consumers have options up the wazoo for everything. So if you're coming out with a new camera gadget and they're trying to target you, Matt, and, you know, like I just bought a new one. I'm waiting for it. I think I shared it with you, but I'm waiting for it. You know, their website, they have a full-blown website, and their whole goal is to push you to their crowdfund thing. You can buy stuff on their website, but, I mean, they have a full-blown website, and they've been around for a while. But if they didn't, I would certainly hope that the whole point of that would be to reinforce whatever they're doing on their crowdfunding and trying to push people over.
You know, this reminds me of a company that I recently started doing a little bit of help with and consulting with. They have this mix for a different kind of scone, you know, different than what the kind of scone that you're thinking of. It's more of like a an Indian fry bread, if you will, if you've ever had any of those, like Navajo tacos and or things like that. Just a really thick type of I don't even know how to describe it. I can give links later. But, you know, when we were talking about all this and what was going together, you know, they had lots of really amazing visual assets and showing you know, the different things that these scones could be, you know, used with. You know, you got a pizza scone, you got dessert scones, you got scones that are used as sandwiches. You could put whatever kind of filling in that you want. And I started talking to them. I'm like, well, what is it that you're selling? Because, you know, if I'm coming to the site and I'm seeing just these pictures of these amazing looking sandwiches and desserts and things like that, I'm thinking that that's what I'm going to get. And so what is it? And so we had to, you know, again, this is a perfect example of making sure you have that messaging right, because what it is that they're selling is just the mix, just the premix, and to be able to do all these yummy things. And that may, you know, once you position it right, it's telling a different story, and you're not confusing people, and they're not wondering, well, where's this store opening up, or where can I get it, or, you know, where is it at? You know, you have to have that, you know, and this is what we talked about. They have to have that messaging right, so they know that, hey, this is the product that people can buy from us online. We're not a store. We're not anywhere that people can go and get lunch or dessert from us, but this is the product that we're selling, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, the way you were describing the photos, I'm like, oh, so it's a restaurant. Maybe we'll go there. But no, it's not. Because, yeah, those photos, it's not like, you know, if you're not telling the story, someone else will for you.
Exactly.
It's really what it is. And, you know, that's the example of this brewery or even a restaurant. As soon as you start to break ground, like, say you reserve a spot in a strip mall by you, and you don't have a website up yet, get that website up. Go, you know, listen to one of our recent ones, our episodes where we talked about all the stuff to do. Go claim your Google My Business. Get your website. Get your social stuff up there. Start promoting it. If you're a restaurant or if you are a place that wants foot traffic immediately when you open, you know, even if you're going to do a soft launch, you want people in your store buying stuff from day one, right? I think that's usually the goal.
Yeah.
You know, why wait until you're open to start promoting yourself?
Well, I think the best example of it is that maybe we could share the link to the story, but that the number one rated business or place to eat on TripAdvisor that guy did in London, he created the restaurant, and it wasn't even a real restaurant, and then he had to actually like turn it into one, and like that's a perfect example of this.
Well, I think he was just doing it to screw with TripAdvisor, but yeah, he didn't even have a location, and he was able to get the number one spot, and he got so tired of people just calling him, he was like, what if we just did it one night?
Yeah. It's a fantastic story. I think we'll drop it here for the readers, but if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it. It was like last year sometime, but yeah, that was a crazy story. But yeah, they didn't even have a location. And he didn't even have a website. Like, I think he built like a most basic website, and it like was very vague, but it was like, that was the point of it. And every review that he spoofed, and there's also that story, not to get off topic, but in Italy, there was someone that was posting reviews for pay and is going to jail, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think it was Yelp that went after him.
Huh.
So yeah, don't do fake stuff. But yeah, he, and then it got to the point where people were just calling him all the time and asking when they could get a reservation and that they had to go there. And, you know, they were going to be traveling to London or wherever it was in 6 months. And they wanted to see if there was a chance they could get in. And I was like, what? But I mean, they built up the buzz and they had the web basic. I mean, it was a basic website.
Well, that's what you're, that's what you've been talking about. You know, yeah. The basic things, the website up, starting to get the buzz on the social channels, you know, the review sites, in this case, TripAdvisor, whatnot. But like, yeah, it's all that stuff that you're talking about that, that these businesses need to think of with the pre-launch marketing side of it.
And it can be really as simple as go set up your Facebook page, go claim Twitter, go claim any other social platforms and handles that make sense for your type of business. You know, maybe you're an interior designer, go on House, you know, or any of those places. Or maybe you're a tour company, you know, or something, go on Divider and TripAdvisor and make sure that you, you know, you're on all these different things. And
well, here's a good example, Dave, of why you need to do exactly what you're just talking about. There's a local eye company or a eye care company here in this area where I live, and their competitor got word of what they were doing as far as, you know, opening up a business and the business name that he had. And so he went and got like all of their, you know, their different domain names and social channels and stuff like
evil.
That.
Smart, and, but evil.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the person that had had owned the name originally, he won. But this was after probably a year and a half of having to go through just different legal proceedings, litigation, lawyers, things like that. And so it's like you could save yourself a whole lot of money and headaches if you just take care of that from the beginning. And but yeah, again, like it's just one of those deals where a competitor got word and went and did some malicious stuff and ended up having to pay for it in the end. But it was, you know, a year and a half of pain and anguish and you know, really just being annoying having to put up with stuff like that when you're trying to build your business, you know. And it could all be avoided. All of it could be avoided by doing exactly what you're talking about. Just go and claim all that stuff, like, you know, and don't give the excuse of, well, you know, I don't have the time or I don't know this. Or I mean, how much do you have to know to go and just claim an Instagram account, claim a Twitter account, get your name, claim your Yelp's place, claim your Google pages, okay, and things like that. Like, it's, I don't know. There's no excuse for it, in my opinion.
Well, to use this podcast as an example, when we sat down at your house, a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, and we started talking about it, we brainstormed a bunch of different ideas, and we were sitting there looking, what domains can we get? And what makes sense? And what's the name? And then we registered. I think I said like 5 or 6. I let a bunch of them drop finally. But, you know, we went and registered a couple of the variations of the domain until we could decide what we were going to use. And then we also went and immediately got Twitter account and Facebook. Like, without as soon as we had the name set, we registered those and just put them private, kind of hid them, didn't do anything with them, and just sat on them. Sat on the domains, didn't do anything with them. Yeah. Didn't do anything with Twitter, didn't do anything with them. But
and it didn't hurt us at all to do it.
No, it cost me 10, 15 bucks a domain.
Yeah.
And that was it, in a little bit of time, but that was it. And, you know, we're talking about launching a business. The same could be said for launching a product. You know, having the content on the site, at least some sort of basic, and, you know, we can talk about, I don't know if people listening heard that, I don't know if it was minutes or hours or the day before the most recent Apple event, they had pushed, they got a bit too eager with their promotion. They pushed, or I don't know when they pushed it, but in the sitemap XML were links to all of the new product names. And we'll drop a link into it if you hadn't heard about this, but people were digging around in their sitemap and they've actually figured out what the new names for the iPhones were going to be even before the event.
Yeah.
Which for crazy. A very, very secretive company of Apple, who is usually crazy stringent about that type of stuff, that's really impressive.
Yeah.
And think about the bloggers that got a hold of that.
Oh yeah, they're the first ones, and people are searching that, and then they're
for the
ring.
Apple stuff. Oh, the amount of links and stuff I'm sure they've gotten out of that is just crazy.
Well, I don't know if you remember several years ago when we got, you know, we got word that you know, I think the buzz was starting to go around that Apple was going to be changing their cords and stuff like that, and everyone was going to have like all new cords and stuff. I think, can't remember which iPhone it was, but I think it was
like
that.
Isn't that every iPhone? Isn't that every Apple product, every release? Don't you have to buy new dongles and new headphones?
Seems like it, but this
was
even...
You're the Apple person, not me.
This was even before all that, whenever things had stayed a little bit more the same, but we, I remember, I think it was the iPhone 5, but we went ahead and created an infographic about what the true cost of it was going to be, and we kind of compared it. You know, we just got a hold of that right away, and we were like, hey, look, you know, here's what the cost of it's going to be, and because we were one of the first people to get up there and do an infographic on it, it like got picked up by everybody, Mashable, TechCrunch, like, and people were sharing it like candy. It's crazy. And so, yeah, it's just like one of those deals. And this wasn't even, you know, what you're talking about was even, you know, more inside than what we had. We just jumped on an opportunity, but interesting.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's, oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, whether it's a full launch of your business or a product, one of the things when I worked at a bigger agency and with much larger enterprises is they'd be launching new products, and just the headaches and the hassle and the fighting to get a page up on that product, like the day of or the day before. And even if it wasn't linked anywhere, we're like, don't put it in any sitemap, don't put it anywhere. But, you know, let's have it live so that as soon as the announcement goes out, we can flip it on and then everyone has somewhere to link to. And when you miss out on that, you know, and then 2 days later, people are like, well, why isn't our product page being found? I'm like, because every blog in that industry talked about it for 24 or 48 or 72 or 2 weeks before we put our page up. Like, Google hasn't even crawled our site yet. You know, we submitted it, but we're still waiting. And everyone's already had their blog posts and all their content up for like 2 days. So yeah, it might be next week.
Yeah. You know, one of the ones that, while we've been talking about this, that I wanted to mention too, that I thought has done a fantastic job with just this is, I don't know if you've seen the Kickstarter project for GoCube. It's basically this, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just like this high-tech advanced, like, Rubik's Cube. I have a kid that's obsessed with Rubik's Cubes, and he has probably, like, 50 different versions. I know you're thinking they make that many different versions, but they actually make more, Dave. But
they make lots.
Yes, and he loves them. And so I saw this, and again, you know, it's from the marketing, the socials, you know, people tweeting about it, people sharing it on Facebook and everywhere. And so I went and checked out the Kickstarter page and their page, and they had all the information. Everything was driven and led to the Kickstarter page. And I mean, these guys raised their money within no time, and the product is amazing. You know, it looks like it's going to be amazing. And then what's cool that they've done is they've sent follow-up emails because they got so well funded. You know, they're sending up additional emails where you could buy different products, like additional charging cords, hats, t-shirts, things like this, you know, just add to your bundle type thing. And they make it so easy, and they make it look so cool, and it's just like, in my opinion, a brilliant job. You know, go check it out, GoCube. But anyway, those are just my thoughts on this.
I was gonna say, and I think we can wrap it up, but I think one of the big things is you have no excuse if you're launching a new business, restaurant, brewery, product, you know, whatever it is, you know, even if you haven't launched your e-commerce site yet, but you want to get it up there, you can do really cheap hosting for a WordPress site. And there are tons of themes that are free or very cheap. Like, I mean, I'm talking $10, $5, $25 that just have, and it's almost like a coming soon with a countdown, a coming soon with just an email capture. And you could give very basic one page type websites and just get it up there.
Well, I have, totally. I have a friend that just did that with Wix, and not that I'm a huge fan of Wix or whatever, but like, there's no excuse. As a person that literally knows nothing, they barely know how to turn a computer on, and they're able to get something up and running because they knew the importance of having it up and running if you're starting to talk about this kind of stuff, exactly what we're getting into. So, like, yeah, there's no excuse. There's so much out there that makes it so easy just for you to be able to get to this point. So,
yeah, I was gonna say, for a Wix or a Squarespace, you know, you could go in there and just spend a short little evening. I mean, if Keanu Reeves can do it. We talked about that, if you remember the Super Bowl commercial. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to go WordPress and you don't want to have to, like, fiddle with stuff, you can go to a Squarespace, Wix, any of those types of solutions, and just get the most basic, simple thing and just throw something up there.
And it can always be grown. It can be changed. It can be, you know, it can evolve.
You can
evolve.
Move off the platform, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Not a big deal. Cool. Nope. All right. Well, sounds like we've discussed this thoroughly. So if anybody ever has questions about, you know, pre-launch marketing or anything that we've talked about, feel free to reach out to us as always. Any final thoughts on this, Dave?
I think just claim as soon as you have the idea, and I have so many domains, I've let a lot go. But anytime I try to log into Twitter, I have like 15 different accounts, and a lot of them are for projects that may or may not come to fruition, but I have the Twitter accounts and the domains.
Yep.
So if someone wants to buy them, I can sell them or I can sit on them.
Super smart. Exactly. That's happened to us many, many, many times. So, all right. Well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and we thank you guys for checking us out, and we'll check you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks.